Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yep, it's time for what I think, what I've started to see as almost our weekly therapy sessions. And boy, oh boy, if we thought we needed it last week, Professor Bill Kolbrenner, Ranit Eitan, welcome. How on earth do we process what Israel has been through over the last few days?
Howard, first, good morning. And speaking of therapy, I want to talk a little bit about my great uncle Morty.
Please.
My great uncle Morty at Thanksgiving and Pesach, and Thanksgiving and Pesach would always speak about the goyim as animals. And as a liberal growing up and going to Columbia, I was horrified by my uncle Morty. And you know, after what we saw last night, and let's just go over it, the gruesome production of Hamas, which no literary critics have spoken about the rhetoric of power, we find out that the two babies were actually murdered in cold blood. The mother is not the mother. And in local news, Hamas tried to blow up six, I think, this morning, one at a water park. And we are grateful that they are as stupid as they are evil, and they set the clocks for the wrong time for p.m. instead of a.m.
Is that what happened?
Think we're in eight. You have kids in school who might have gone on these buses, right?
No, because I live in Tel Aviv, thank God. But it's that threat that is looming. They set it to 9 a.m. I mean, they were supposed to set it to 9 a.m. this morning, but it just exploded at 9 p.m. yesterday. So, that wasn't nice. Let's just say that. It's a heartbreaking week. And we knew that going into what was, you know, with the B-bus. But just finding out about Shiri this morning, it's very hard to find a ray of light, a ray of sunshine, just, you know, to filter through this. I mean, I'm trying very hard. I mean, you know, in this therapy session, Howard,
Why do we need to try?
Because
Bill's not trying. He's not trying. He is angry this morning.
Right, but we need to keep on going. We can't fear. My son is going to school today, and yes, he travels by bus every morning. And I, for a second, I was just like, I'm just going to let him stay home. He's going to be in his room. I'm going to let him play video games. I don't care. That's fine. But then I decided that that's not the way to go. That's not what we do. We need to keep on going, you know, this whole resilience thing, right? I mean, it has to keep on going. And just, you know, we have 6 hostages coming tomorrow. So let's hope, you know, they're not gonna, I don't know, bring clones with wigs, right? I don't even know. I don't even trust Hamas anymore.
The ability to shock us is what shocks me. Is how can we still be shocked by Hamas?
That's a great point, Howard. Yeah, Ranit, go ahead.
No, it's a game. It's a game for them. It's like poking us. And we're trying not to just react, but also take action. And I think it's a jump. Everything is just so horrific right now. We're just, you know, the buses, the, you know, Shiri this morning. It just, to me, this was just horrifying, finding that out. Just, you know, so it's a random woman in a coffin brought to Israel, and they said that it was Shiri, and it's not the baby's mother's. So where is Shiri? It's heartbreaking. It is what it is. And we're sorry that we're just going this way, but.
Yeah, the cruelty around even the not giving the right keys to the coffins, the propaganda material in the coffins. It's what I keep. Can I ask you just one question? And I know it's the most bizarre question that was bothering me yesterday. Is who is doing Hamas's printing?
Sorry.
It's funny, but it's actually not funny, because there's a system. And the system is working. They are printing massive posters, and they are printing pamphlets, and they've got a... I'm in marketing. I understand the stuff. The graphics, the work around this is not simple. And they have got this. This is a machine. Where's this happening? Is it happening beneath the ground? Is it happening elsewhere? I mean, I know it's a crazy question to focus on, but to me, it actually says so much about what is happening here.
It's another aspect of we were also talking about this, how there are phones. All of them have phones. All of them are filming this. All of them are just standing, you know, in
the
crowd.
Did you see the equipment?
And the equipment and the stage and, you know, the chairs and this whole, you know, and I mean, it's funny because the way they, if as an Israeli, we read what they write, and it's just completely wrong. All the tenses are wrong. They're, you know, it's almost comedic in a way. I mean, like Shakespearean, almost like a Shakespearean tragedy in a way, because it's the words that they translate to Hebrew are completely wrong. They're, you know, misspelled. You know, they're and
oh my gosh, I think it's being printed. Maybe it's being printed by the same people that do menus in Israel. The English menus. Could be them.
Could be.
I mean, Howard, really what's terrifying about all of this is the production values that they talk about. It has several audiences. It's obviously their audience and Hamas in Gaza. It's their children. And let's be honest about this now, Howard, and it's a hard thing to be honest about. There were many, many, many children there. First of all, this was, let's go out and party. Let's bring your kids. We're going to see bodies handed over. This is a culture, you know, Germany was denazified. This is a culture of absolute depravity. And the second part, the audience is, of course, as Ronit said, it's Israelis. But what about the world? You know, I noticed a lot of coverage. In the past, when the hostages were released, we saw jubilant Palestinians return to their families. Yesterday, we saw Israelis on BBC, on The Guardian. And the reason we focused on the Israelis is because they did not show the children celebrating. They did not show the black boxes. Are they also playing to a world audience? And I think after this, this is how I feel, Howard. If you support Hamas, knowing what you know now, you are my enemy. I think as we first started talking, we said, you know, we're getting used to, you and I, Howard, about talking about enemies. We never did before. Back to my Uncle Morty, right? Now we do. It's clear.
Yeah. It's this, yeah. It's look, we do have to remember, I think I might have mentioned it on air earlier this week, that, you know, or maybe we mentioned it last week, you know, anger is the coat wears to stop fear from shaking. And so behind a lot of our anger is fear. We are angry, but we're angry because we're also very fearful. We're fearful of not only the immediate consequences of this, but what this actually means. We're fearful of the fact that it actually might mean that, despite our liberal inclinations, that actually we're fools because. We're not living in the same world of that people want what we want, which is to live in peace. And maybe this is the realization, and this is why we're angry, because we can't deny it's very, very hard to find, as Ronit said, looking for something positive. It's positive. There are many things that are positive. We're here. We're having these conversations. Israel is resilient and strong and thriving. But if you look for something positive in the way forward in terms of peace and the good of mankind, I'm at rock bottom right now. Thoughts, reactions.
Ronit, are you going to end up with something optimistic again, Ronit?
You're coming, Ronit.
I think so.
You owe it to us.
Yes, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm here. Okay. We have six, you know, people coming tomorrow. We're still going strong. You know, I sent my kid, you know, to school today. You know, and actually they said that there's going to be a storm. The sun is shining outside, you know, from my window. So I just want to be, we have to just kind of get over the anger though. The anger is just, it takes over everything, and I can't let that happen. So I just want us to just, just breathe into that anger because it's justified. It is, it's justified. And then we need to start just, we need to keep on living. I know it sounds a cliche, but this is my
I'm
thing.
gonna ha how about an algebraic equation? Anger plus fear equals courage, and that's what we all need now. We need courage to get through all of this.
And that's where we leave it. William Kolbrenner, Ronit Eitan, thank you as always. Wishing you both a Shabbat Shalom. It is 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.